for like 15 to 20 minutes waiting for Shelby at Nike World Headquarters, and I guess she doesn't want to show up for Running with the Toad. I don't know where she's at. I don't know if...
Are we gonna do this or what?
Dang, that's how you make an entrance! Alright, Richie, rip it! Yeah. Alright, what's up guys? Billy Civecco here. We are here with the Shelby Houlihan. That's right, you guys don't know who she is. She's
I'm
running
14:34 in the 5K, 8:36 in the 3K, 3:57 in the 15, 201 in the 8.
Remember
right,
them all.
Enough. Yes, yes. Enough of me though, or enough of that. Where are we at right now?
We are at Michael Johnson Track, Nike World Headquarters.
Yeet. That's right. We're gonna do some running with the Toad around the most beautiful track ever. Got a
walking
bunch of
with the Toad.
Walking with the Toad. That's how we do it.
We can pretend we're running.
We can. What pace do you think this would be? Our upper bodies.
Like
upper bodies would be what?
17 minute pace.
No, upper body's going way faster.
I have no idea.
All right.
Running like 25, 200.
Now we're talking. Now we're talking. All right. So, where did your running career start? Is that something you've always done, or is that a sport you picked up later in your life?
Yeah, I started running when I was 5. So I've been doing it for a while.
Okay.
Yeah, my mom.
Okay.
I was a professional marathon runner.
You don't say.
For ASICS, and when I was little, she started putting me in 1 mile cross country races, and I was pretty good at it, so kind of stuck with it. And I've always wanted to run professionally, go to the Olympics, and do all these things ever since I was 5. So
done them all.
Not all of them.
A lot of them.
I've done a lot of them. I still have some unfinished business.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. What other sports? You ever play any other sports growing up or anything like that?
Yeah, I tried, I did soccer for a while.
Your runner hat.
Yeah, I was pretty good at it just because I was fast. And then basketball, I tried my freshman year of high school. And that was not great. I was definitely a bench warmer. I'm not very tall. I'm 5'3". So I was a ball hog, and I always wanted to shoot the threes. And I always missed. So, and I couldn't do a layup because I would get going so fast, it would just bounce off the backboard every time.
Rain dance! Let it rain!
Bro, what were your high school times?
I was 207 in the 800, 426 in the 1500. That's what, I mostly focused on the 800.
Yeah.
Okay. 55 in the 4.
If you were to give some advice to a young Shelbo 800 in high school, what would it be?
Eat better.
Eat better? Why?
I was terrible at eating.
Oh, how bad?
I would, before school every morning, I'd go to McDonald's, get a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle, and a Dr. Pepper.
Wow.
That would be my breakfast, almost every morning.
Breakfast of you want to run fast? Eat that.
don't eat that. That's a terrible idea. I would have like s'mores Pop-Tarts.
Oh, those are good.
Oh, they're delicious. They're so good. And I would want to eat. I would want to be able to eat more of those, but I can't anymore. But yeah, it was really bad. I would tell myself to eat a little better.
What's your all-time favorite workout? Like your bread and butter, this is one I love tearing up.
My favorite workouts, I have two. 4 mile tempo, 4 or 5 mile tempo, and mile repeats after. That is hands down one
That's
of my favorite
one workout?
Workouts. Yeah, so we do, usually it's like 4 mile tempo, 6 minutes rest, and then we do 4 by mile. With like 90 seconds.
It's a long day, eh?
Yeah, I love it. my other favorite workout would be a long run workout. I like doing long runs.
Yes, yes.
And when we can put a workout in there and it's like a long grind, I really like that. We do like the last hour at 6 minute pace, and it's hard and you're grinding, but it feels good.
And you're out?
Kind of. It kind of doesn't feel good, but.
I like when long runs kind of become workout. You're like, I'm feeling good,
yeah.
I'm going. Me and Craig just ran at Leif Erickson Park the other day, Leif Erickson Trail.
Yeah.
And we were like, wow, this is nice, we're feeling good. And then he comes back and like, the last 10 miles were 5:35, and I was like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
What's your most memorable race? If you had to pick one, I guess you could like kind of...
Yeah, no. hands down, the Olympic Trials 2016. Going into that last lap, I had no idea where anyone else behind me was. I was just trying so hard to get to that line in one of the top three positions, and as soon as I crossed the line, it was, yeah.
That was the feeling, right?
There was a lot of different feelings. I was like excited, and I was like there's so much joy and relief that I just like kind of sat down and started crying because it was just like, I don't know, you work for this your whole life. I've been doing it since I was 5, and once like, I don't know, it was really cool to see everything kind of come together in one moment.
Dreams come true.
Exactly.
Everyone always dreams their dreams. No, yeah. It can happen.
It can happen. Yeah.
Was that one of the first or only times you ever cried from pure happiness? No? She cries a lot.
I do not cry a lot.
All right, well, you were thinking about it.
So. No, I don't know. It definitely is running related.
Next up, we got this speed round. That's right, boom. What is Shelby H's favorite place to eat? Favorite restaurant?
I want to go back to Sioux City, Iowa. I'm going to go to La Juanitas. Burritos, they're so good.
Favorite song before a race? Or a workout or pump-up song?
Like it kind of changes.
Okay.
Right now, 24 Karat Magic, Bruno Mars. I love Bruno Mars.
Bruno, he killed it.
I get down with that song.
Favorite book? I think that's a bad
one. I have a couple. My favorite all-time book is The Book Thief, and I also like You Are a Badass. I carry that book around with me. I can travel with it.
Really?
And read it before races.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you are a badass.
I'm a badass.
You could do if you could do a field event, what would it be?
I would want to do the long jump.
Long jump, why? Wow.
Or like the triple jump.
Triple jump?
I think it's like, it sounds kind of fun.
You just like jumping?
I like to jump.
Should we be doing that smiling the whole time?
Yeah, I would be doing it smiling because I'm having so much fun doing it. Yeah, I don't know if that I'd be very good at it, but I'd probably do that.
Favorite running shoe?
I run in the Nike Vomero. I have been running it since my freshman year of college. I don't want to mess with it. I've been healthy, so.
That's all that matters. Favorite pre-race meal?
Pizza!
Really?
Well, the night before. it depends on I'm racing though.
You'll eat pizza?
I eat pizza the night before. Yeah, I love pizza, how can you not? It's not like super greasy pizza, like it's like kind of healthy.
Favorite topping on pizza?
I like to do, well I don't do this before races, I do pepperoni bacon.
Okay.
That's great. But yeah, not four races. Four races, I try to do like veggies and chicken.
Keep it more healthy, eh?
Yeah.
It's pizza. Favorite board game?
Favorite board game? I can only think of Candyland. I love Candyland.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's your favorite then.
That's my favorite.
All right, perfect. All right, guys, this is a quick DM section, last section of the show, and this is a chance for you guys to DM us some questions, and we're gonna ask her personally your specific question.
Give me your questions.
Yee yee. All right, Izzy Batman wants to know, what's your mindset like during workouts? Or are you pretty serious during the whole process? I'm gonna say from talking to you, no, but.
Yeah, leading up to it, I am not serious. I am having a lot of fun, probably dancing. But as soon as we like start the workout, I'm laser focused, trying to hit the paces and yeah, just getting the job done.
All right, Chris's Kunis wants to know, you still have all your toenails?
I have never lost a toenail.
Really?
No, not once. So yes, I have all my toenails.
Wow.
I guess I'm not working hard enough.
Yeah, I don't know. Ian Carter 94 wants to know.
Is that actually his?
He wants to know, yes. Would you go on a run with him sometime?
Yeah, why not?
So James Murray Good wants to know, might be a weird one. No.
Can you preface it with that?
Yeah. He said, what is the name of your cat and why don't you have a dog? That's a good question.
My cat's name is Miko and I don't have a dog because I don't really like them that much.
What do you think of toads?
Kind of slimy and gross.
Wow. We're done. See you later. All right, hitting you up from Princess Ray Ray. What are some of your favorite things to do in Iowa?
It depends where I'm at. Like I said, if I'm gonna go back home, Sioux City, Iowa, I wanna go to La Juanitas, get a burrito. Otherwise, my favorite place in Iowa, we have a lake house in Okoboji. If you haven't been there, you should go because it's awesome. And we have like jet skis, we have a boat, paddle boat, some kayaks. So anytime I'm out in the water is a good time. And there's also a snow cone place there, and I secretly really love snow cones. They know me by name, and they, as soon as they see me, they like already have my snow cone, like they're prepping it, getting it ready. I get cherry, black cherry, tiger's blood with sour sugar every time.
That's the level I want to be on at the snow cone place.
That's it. Thank you very much for being on this episode, Running with the Toad.
Yeah,
appreciate it. Make sure you guys like, subscribe, comment on below who else you want to see on here. Thank you very much, and we'll see you next time.
Is that how you say it?
Why do you love Harry Potter so much? I heard you watched the movies and thought you were a true wizard. And you didn't even read the books.
I am a true wizard.
You didn't read the books.
No, shh.
Got it.
Got it. Got it.
I shouldn't have said that. I should not have said that. I shouldn't have said that.